It's only February, but Congress is already looking ahead to 2018. The House Armed Services Committee is getting ready to begin work on the 2018 National Defense Authorization Bill, which sets policy for the Defense Department. On the docket this year, once again, acquisition and personnel reform. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni joins me now for a sneak peek at this bill. Scott, before we get into the bill, you said Congress has some spending decisions to make first. Let's start there. What's going on?
That's right. Well, President Trump wants to ask for some more money for the military. That's part of his campaign promises. And I think the military has been looking forward to that and been expecting some money to come. So they have said they're going to bring in a defense supplemental bill by March 1st. So
That would be for 2017. For which there's no official budget either because they're on a CR.
That's right. So I'm not really sure exactly that would go into the appropriations, I believe. So it's a it's considered wartime funding still, but it would go to some interesting things that are longer term programs as well, which is like expanding the Navy and the number of ships and the Army as well.
Clearly things you would not ordinarily put in the OCO.
That's right. Yes.
So that's a battle before they even get to authorization for 2018.
Right. And some of those things include 74 F-35s instead of 63, and a couple other things, increased budget for the Missile Defense Agency and the National Nuclear Security Agency, also increasing battleships by three. Those are just things that Mac Thornberry would like to see the Trump administration spend the money on. But we don't necessarily know that President Trump will be requesting that. He may request things for more ISIS fighting and maybe even whoever else he's angry at.
That would be Thornberry, the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee.
That's right.
Let's get to the 2018 Defense Authorization Bill. Thornberry has been making changes to defense acquisition for several years running. Is he going to continue that for 2018 or attempt it?
Right. He's been working with Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman John McCain, and he said he liked the accomplishments he's made, but there's some work ahead.
I'm proud of what we have done so far and fully aware that there is much, much more that needs to be done in a careful, thoughtful, but determined way. So there will be more acquisition reform this year. We still have some organizational issues to deal with. As just one example, as y'all know, part of last year's bill was to reorganize the AT&L functions, but we delayed the implementation of it to give us some more time to work it through. So I really look forward to working with Secretary Mattis and the new team there, once he has a team with him, to talk about, okay, what makes most sense to push innovation, to make sure that all these different defense agencies have the proper leadership, and that we implement the acquisition reform that Congress has enacted the last 2 years, just as an example.
And has he given any indication that he's pleased with progress that the DOD might be making on those acquisition reforms?
I think he is. And, you know, the service chiefs have also been pretty pleased with what they've gotten out of this reform. The military service chiefs 2 years ago got some more authority over milestone decisions, things like that. And they feel that now they can really have a say, a hand in how weapon systems are put together, how they're moving along. And, you know, that's really important because when the Defense Department is in charge of all these things, the services they're the ones that are actually using it. The Defense Department is just an overseer, and it's just one more separation that doesn't need to happen.
I guess getting back to the F-35 increase that the Trump administration is going to ask for gets to the heart of that, because finally the prices are coming down in a steady way. They're actually down about 60% from lot one, but in this lot 10, 90 planes, mostly for the Air Force. The price is under $100 million a copy for the first time, showing that under Air Force program management, they can get the bugs out of that plane and get the cost down. So maybe that reinforces what Thornberry did earlier in concert with McCain to give the services back that authority.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, they're the ones that are actually using it. They're the ones that have the pilots come in and say, hey, this isn't working, or, you know, this Lockheed piece is working a lot less better than the General Dynamics piece, and it's also cheaper. So we need to switch it up, and they can do that a lot easier that way instead of having to go through AT&L and do that whole thing.
Now, you're also reporting for the 2018 budget, Thornberry is looking for a $640 billion base budget.
That's right.
And right now, that's about what, that's even more than it is base budget plus OCO. And so what are the political possibilities there?
Right. Well, I think with the Republicans in the House, Senate, and the White House, it'll be a lot easier because in the past, it's been the Democrats saying we need the same amount of domestic spending as we do with defense spending. That doesn't seem to be the case with Republicans. You know, no matter how you feel about that, it's still going to be easier. And, you know, Senator John McCain, he's already put out his budget, which is looking pretty similar. He wants to put even up to $700 billion in the future into the base budget. So it's looking like it's going to be a pretty big boon for military contractors and the military in the future.
Well, if defense spending was equal to civilian spending, all of it, then you'd have a $2 trillion defense budget.
That's right.
We're not going to go there, probably, and neither will they. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni, thanks for that update.
Thank you.
You can check out his story now online at federalnewsradio.com.